Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We are friends, Kyle. Stop that. So that people being all sensitive, man. I guess I was being a little sensitive too.
A little bit. It's all right. We're all sensitive sometimes. I got to tell you. So I was listening the other day when I wasn't in on Tuesday, and I heard Mark call you guys. Mark had me laughing away from the microphone. There's something about being on this side of it when Mark's like throwing nonsense at you. You got to yell back at him. But he is a good caller. He does find a way.
No, he is. Yeah. And Mark, I'm not mad at you, man. It's just like this Jalen conversation is a little divisive.
Can't believe you didn't realize you were lighting a match there.
I mean, I didn't because I thought it was a fair question.
It is a fair question. I don't think you didn't say anything offensive or wrong or ask an out-of-bounds question.
I did not realize, like seriously, all jokes aside, I did not realize that if I asked the question in that way, that it would be considered hating.
I think it's insecurity. I mean, like.
I really did. Yeah. I mean, I'm not all full disclosure. I did not. I mean, that's just. I was just wondering, how would you describe his game? That's all. I mean, because I'm trying to figure it out. You know, because a lot of times when I talk about Jalen, I'm like, hey, man, he wins football games. Okay, that's great. And he does. Okay, but outside of using that word, what attribute does he have, you know? And I guess, you know, when he said his quarterback acumen, I mean, that's fair. But what I meant was his skill set.
Yeah. It's funny you said that. I guess because it's Commanders Week. Sometimes I'll see my algorithm will give me highlights of old Eagles games.
Mm-hmm.
There was a highlight I saw of the Eagles Commanders game his first year as a starter in 21.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how much faster he used to be. He still is a dual threat, right? We had 39 yards rushing on this past Sunday. He could mm-hmm. still move. He could still get first downs. But I kind of forgot early in his career how much of a dynamic runner he was. Mm-hmm. He used to run around, make people miss, make throws after spinning around, cut back. I do think physically his legs are not the same as they used to be.
It takes its toll, but he's still a threat.
He's still a threat, but he was a dynamic running threat, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. So when you asked the question, I said the word dependent. I still think he's pretty good
mm-hmm.
as a player, but I think he used to be more physically impressive than he is now, which it comes with age.
Because, if you ask me, how would I describe, like, quarterbacks that played in my era? Dan Marino, field general, got the ball out of his hands quick, wasn't a throw that he couldn't make,
mm-hmm.
Had one of the quickest releases that I've ever seen. Peyton Manning, same thing. Had great action when it came to the play action game. Knew where all his receivers were on the field and hit them most of the time with pinpoint accuracy. The biggest knock on Peyton is if you got pressure on him, if you threw that timing off, then you had a chance to win the games. But that's what I was talking about. It wasn't meant to make anybody upset or think that I'm hating on him. I just asked because a lot of times when we describe him, I mean, you can't deny what he's accomplished. But it's okay to describe him as a quarterback. What is he?
Let me throw one more word in. So the first, when you asked the question an hour ago, I said the word dependent, which I think probably people probably don't like if you love Jalen because it feels like I'm saying he's dependent on everyone else. But to an extent, I think he is. I'm going to give him a compliment. Another word I think of when I think of Jalen that doesn't involve the word winning is tough.
No, definitely tough.
I think it works both ways. I think he's physically tough. I mean, all the tush pushes.
And he's mentally tough.
And he's mentally tough. And I think both of those are huge attributes when it comes to a quarterback.
Especially here.
Yes. I think I felt he's exhibited that from the minute he got to Philadelphia. And he is a tough player.
And I guess that's where it's kind of a disconnect for me because as tough as our quarterback is, why is everybody else so sensitive when it comes to
I think it's an interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah, because
he's not
like,
soft.
And it's like I'm not – like, I'm an Eagles fan. I mean, hell, I played for the Eagles.
And you're an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Like, I mean, and for you to get mad because I asked a question, because I genuinely want to know what you think, is ridiculous to me.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Did we overreact to the 3-game losing streak?
No.
Well, we did. And the Jalen thing. Hugh wants to know the word that you would use to describe him if you can't use the word winner. Before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, quick question on this, because I'm wondering this. How should the Eagles handle their major injuries down the stretch? So let's look at yesterday's injury report. And Hugh, you know, there's a lot going on with the injury report. Every week there is. But two big ones that have been out for a while, obviously Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson. And, you know, we'll see where things come down as the week goes on. But yesterday, no practice for Jalen Carter. Obviously not expecting him back this week. And no practice for Lane Johnson again. Hugh, I'm going to give you a question here. I'm going to lay a scenario out. Let's say the Eagles do not have Jalen Carter or Lane this Saturday. Mm-hmm. They're not ready. They win the game. They clinch the division. Would you just sit those guys until the playoffs?
No.
You wouldn't. You'd bring them back.
Yeah, I got to give them the time. Get a little bit of time back. Because we're just sitting there talking about how how if we say we beat the Buffalo Bills, that we're probably not going to play that last game. So I want Lane and Jalen to play. If I'm going to do that, if that's the scenario, I want them for that game.
Yeah.
Because that one, to me, Joe, that's going to be a playoff atmosphere.
Well,
game.
That will. That will be the last one until the postseason. Now, I'm not saying this for every single player, but for those two in particular, if they win Saturday without them, I'm not putting them back on the field until the first game of the playoffs. Lane Johnson doesn't need reps. I mean, Lane Johnson's going to be
able to.
Yeah, he's in and out of every game anyway.
Right. I mean, as long as. What was it, 2022? Remember he had the abductor muscle?
Yep.
When they made the Super Bowl the first time against the Chiefs, he went out, I think it was early December.
Yes.
We were worried he was going to. And then he showed up in the playoffs and blocked Nick Bosa like it was nothing.
So he
could just show up in the postseason and dominate. And Jalen Carter, I mean, he's been banged up all year. Get those shoulders right, whatever that procedure they did was. Now, I wouldn't put them on the field again until the playoffs, assuming we win. Now, if we lose Saturday without them, we got to win a game. That changes the equation. Kyle, what would you do?
I'm with you. I think the other part that you have to consider is with Lane being in and out, you put him in the playoff game and then he goes right out again. Can't you argue that Fred Johnson needs the reps too?
Maybe just in case. Maybe more than Lane.
Hey, he put them both out there.
Well, no, I mean,
but going into the playoffs, I would rather have a ready Lane than a getting ready Fred Johnson.
I think he's ready.
Yeah.
He's Lane.
Yeah, I think it's just about health, right? I don't want to set back with that foot. And that's a weird injury. The Liz Frank is weird. And we've seen, I remember, what was it, like 8 years ago now? Jalen Mills had one of those. And then I think he tried to come back. And then we kind of never saw him as an Eagle again.
Yeah.
It's a weird injury.
Lane's almost one of those guys that, like, he can go the week without practicing and still be ready to play.
Yeah. I think if they win Saturday, which they should, how they handle the injury is going to be the most interesting part of the rest of the season. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Eric in California is up. What's up, Eric?
Hey guys, I'd like to begin by nominating for Marconi Hugh with the gem of during the alcohol read, the ad for the Jack Daniels, like all ads ends with enjoy responsibly, please celebrate responsibly. But right before that, he goes, oh, no work Monday? I'm going to get drunk all weekend.
Oh, no.
Gonna get
all
banged
week.
Up.
I'm getting banged up all week.
But he's doing it responsibly, Eric. Which
I'm
going
to be at the house.
Yeah, he's saying it.
Impossible 48-hour bender by Hall of Fame Hugh.
Yeah.
Can I please just address the Jalen issue first?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so one thing he is clutch. He's got a great deep ball. He can throw balls with nice touch sometimes and doesn't always rock them in there. But he's able to make the big throws in the big games, and that can't be taken for granted. I remember San Francisco a few years ago, Garoppolo had a guy wide open, similar to the dagger throw, could have made it, probably wins the game, and he choked under the pressure. Jalen doesn't choke. That's an important attribute.
Yeah, somebody else gave him resilient.
I think clutch and resilient are both good words, Eric. I mean, I think the clutch one specifically, look how he's played in his two Super Bowls. I mean, he's played some of his best football on the biggest stage.
No question about it. Yeah.
So that's an attribute. And it's not the word winner. Okay. Going into the postseason, I think Lane Johnson, you got to rest. I think he can rest. But Jalen Carter, I listen to Vic Fangio talk. Those defense players, I think they need to get in a game shape, Fangio calls it. So you'd like to get Carter some reps, get back into his the different kind of cardio so he's ready for the postseason.
You know, that's an interesting angle, Eric, because when we were just discussing it, we were kind of combining them as the same decision. But they are two different players, totally different kind of personalities and ability to stay in shape. That's a good point, right? Lane, I think we could just roll him out there for a playoff game, and as long as he's healthy, he will play well. But you're right. I mean, Jalen Carter, remember earlier this season after missing time, I think it was – when he got kicked out of the first game, the second game, he looked out of shape, and Vic was basically like, well, he didn't have his snaps last week, so he fell out of shape. That's an interesting angle that maybe they do play him a little bit down the stretch just so he doesn't fall totally out of shape before the postseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And additionally, I think we need to play Buffalo full strength, maybe not lame, but for two reasons. One, if we beat Buffalo, I start to believe again. Last year when we beat Baltimore, that's when I was like, we're for real. We beat Baltimore in Baltimore. I'm going to open my heart up and believe again. And if we beat Buffalo, I will believe again. So I think it'd be important.
You said
you're
open my heart up. Well, that was kind of
lame. You gotta
open your heart. Yeah. Come on. That's what fandom is, right? You don't want to let yourself get broken.
You've heard Lurie before.
Yeah, kind of, open your heart.
It was all the way open after Buffalo. I started talking crazy.
That was kind of lame. Are you going to cry if they win this weekend?
Why not?
You going to cry? Kyle?
Shed a tear. Back-to-back NFC champs for the first time since you were playing, man. A long time ago.
It's been a long time. Think about how old you are. I mean.
And I think we want the offense to stay on the same page. They've not been on the same page all season until there's been so many instances of them not being on the same page, miscommunication. So I think it's important for the offense to keep developing rhythm, momentum, and get into a groove so they hit the playoff full strength.
Well, and I think a lot of people are going to feel that, especially if they play well on Saturday. It's like, let's keep this going. All right, Eric, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I do think the Carter decision and Lane decision might be two separate things.
A little different
things.
Because Lane is a Hall of Fame. I get it.
You know,
I get it.
It's funny.
I would want to play, though. Like, just me personally, I would want to play.
The question that he posed is actually, I think, a fun exercise if we were able to do it civilly and without getting offended.
No, that's the thing. We're not
because
be
there's
civil.
A lot of complimentary things you could say to describe Jalen Hurts that don't include winner.
Yes. Well, I agree.
Like, we don't have to get offended.
Well, yeah.
How about let's work through this?
Well, I think our last caller brought an adult way of saying it.
I totally agree. And resilient is a great word.
And he opened my mind to, I use the word tough. Jalen's tough mentally and physically.
Yep. And he's going to open our hearts. Here.
I think he's one of the most physically tough quarterbacks in the league. Are you opening your heart on the Eagles team? Come on.
No, I'm not opening my heart.
Why?
I took a deep breath and calmed down, though.
It was important.
Yeah. But no, I hope
we'll have to get you out of the Hall of Fame.
You gonna take me out?
You won't even open your heart to the football team?
Oh no, I'm not. It just sounds kind of lame.
Let yourself get hurt.
No, it's not lame.
It's not lame. It's what fans do.
What I mean, that's cool. I don't watch it like that. I don't get hurt and start, you know, being a funk for a couple of days. I'll be like, damn. I don't care about the fans. Yeah, that was timely. No, I don't get in my feelings about that. I get in my feelings about these fire ass takes that I have every day that people don't understand because I have vision.
Well,
I vibrate on a whole different level that people just don't understand.
That's where we push back a little bit.
No, I'm just saying because that's where I get upset because I'm trying to get y'all right. You know, you Kyle and everybody else, you people out there, you people land. I be trying to get y'all right, man. And every day I come on here and I try to drop science on y'all and knowledge, and y'all just don't want to vibrate on the same level I'm on.
Well, certainly,
and it's frustrating at times. But I'm not gonna give up, Mark. I ain't giving up on you, dog. You frustrated me, though. Yeah. I ain't giving up on you. I'm gonna get you right.
I gave up on Mark a long time ago. Chris in Middletown is up. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
What?
Hugh,
I know I'm about to catch stray. Here you go.
Hugh, you got to take a shot here because you can't get mad at Mark because you created that nonsense. He was only speaking his truth, Hugh, okay?
So, I was not mad at Mark. I was more frustrated.
I'll be honest, Chris. Watching Hugh do it, he didn't realize what he was doing. Like, I watched him light this place on fire and smoke?
I'm not mad. I was not mad at Mark.
How'd it happen?
I was more frustrated than Matt.
The funny part is, Chris, that question Hugh asked did not come up in the pre-show meeting. It didn't come up. He just had it on his mind.
I just asked.
He just threw it out there.
Because we were talking about Jalen, and I just asked, and I was asking, with all honesty and sincerity, and it just turned it devolved into something else. And I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah, I know. You like to just pull pins and roll grenades in rooms. I mean, that's exactly
that's a great analogy.
That is. It's exactly what happened.
Can we you know, also, I need Richard Lincoln, because I need him to come in the studio. You know what, though? I need Richard to come in and save you, Hugh. You and Kevin Quinn, because Joe the Troll Giglio that's in here today, oh boy, man, let me tell you something. You know, Joe, your take today is as ridiculous as that Charlie Brown-looking Christmas tree behind you.
First of all, that it is a nice Christmas tree.
Put a lot of hard work into that tree.
This studio is decorated.
Why do you got no Christmas tree behind me? You know what I'm about to do?
Are you offended by this?
I'm going to get a whiteboard.
You put coal in your stocking.
No, yeah,
I'm going to get a whiteboard and put behind it.
All right, hold on, Chris.
Guys, listen.
We obviously overreacted to a 3-game losing streak. It's okay to say it. I mean,
no, we did not, Joe. Listen, let me tell you something about that.
Let me tell you something, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. You sit down and you listen up and you listen good, okay? That 3-game stretch exposed the fraud of the offense, okay? The long paper that we have on offense was exposed because he's been robbing us blind. Hugh knows a lot about this because he did down Jacksonville. That's how he knows what's going on. The defense is being treated by this organization as a luxury. So, you know what? Somebody may be right with that. But listen, here's what happened in that 3-game stretch. They scored less than 20 points in 2 of the 3 games. The lone game, they scored 20. They scored 21. We had 9 turnovers. Now, what we have confirmed is that the winning blueprint for this team and that stretch showed us that the coaches now fully understand is the players have limitations and what they are capable of. And you know what? You ready to be tweaked here? You Jalenites?
Oh, boy.
Listen up. Listen up, you Jalenites, you low IQ people. The Eagles don't win behind the wheel with Jalen behind the wheel of the bus. They don't win. That 3-game stretch showed you that. During that stretch, 7 of those 9 turnovers were him. He passed the ball 37 times on average. Guess what, Jalenites? He's not Josh Allen. He can't put the team on his back and win. They don't win that way, not at a clip successful rate. Our run game stinks, but it's the only chance we have to win. We need to play old school football, run the ball, and even though it's average at best, we need to ride with that running offense, and we need to ride with our luxurious defense, because that's the model that won all those games prior to the 3-game collapse, and now the staff fully knows it's the only way to win with Jalen. He needs to be riding in the co-pilot seat, not behind the wheel.
That's that Joe Giglio take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In Saquon, we trust with Big D. Have a good day.
All right, Chris. That's enough. See, I understand. I mean, you could be mad at me for saying we overreacted. The point is this. He mentioned the offense in the 3-game stretch, and it exposed everything. Guys, it was the same offense. Nothing changed except the scoreboard. They played like that against the Packers and the Lions. We came on here excited because they happened to win the game. And that, I know that was Kyle's point, that it caught up to them. I agree. My point is, we acted like the sky was falling when other than the Raiders and Giants, hasn't every game been the same the whole year? It's basically some iteration of 23-20. That's the whole season. Sometimes you're going to win those games, sometimes you're going to lose them. We just happen to lose 3 in a row early in the season. The Chiefs and the Bucks and the Rams, those 3 games were the same things. We just won all 3 of those games. This is what this team is. They are flawed. They have a shot. They're going to go to the playoffs, but I do think we got probably too high early, a little too low lately.
I would say at a glance, when you talk about early on and now, it feels like now that there's a more of a conscious effort for more tight end play or more tight end involvement in the offense. And there's been more like decisive plays to try to clear out the middle and throw across the middle.
Sure. And I also think, I agree with you on that. I also think because it's getting later, it's becoming more like urgent. Well, early in the season, we thought, oh, they'll grow. So that's the main difference. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls coming up. A lot to do. We will also get to our rooting guide coming up at noon on tonight, the Seahawks and the Rams. Plus, latest on the Phils, a name linked to the Phillies that I am very excited about. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.